KBTC, a viewer-supported community service of Bates Technical College.
From KBTC Public Television Studios in Tacoma, Washington, welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, a closer look behind the headlines as public policy and current affairs impact the real lives of real people.
Welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, produced by KBTC Public Television's Public Affairs Program, Northwest Now. I'm host of Steve on the Street podcast, reporter and photojournalist Steve Kiggins. Hello. Thanks very much for joining me on this episode. Today we're talking about Black History. February 1st marked the beginning of Black History Month. And making history on the same date, the grand public opening of the Washington State Black Legacy Institute inside the Seattle landmarked former Christian Science Church on 42nd Avenue Southwest. The institute is born out of the Seattle Griot Project. The event welcomed scores celebrating its inauguration with the Black Legacy Art Exhibit, inviting folks to wander the halls filled with photographs and portraits and history from African American Museum and collaborations with Roslyn Northwest Black Pioneers, Black Heritage Society, Living Arts Cultural Heritage, and Dion Bonner. The celebration forged ahead with singing, music, and brunch. Despite a squall that dumped hail and snow, the marquee kept most everybody dry. Next on the podcast, take a listen to the grand opening coverage from Northwest Now. The excitement builds as they gear up, making history.
We will never be finished.
Adding touches to a project years in the making.
Black history is American history.
And coming together inside a Seattle landmark.
This space is your space. Enjoy it.
This former church is now home to the Washington State Black Legacy Institute and officially recognized by the City of Seattle.
Do hereby proclaim February 1st, 2025 to be Washington State Black Legacy Institute Day.
On the first day of Black History Month, the Institute welcomed the public to celebrate its grand opening and view its Black Legacy Art Exhibition.
We're standing on the shoulders of great men and women who have paved the way before us.
The exhibit illuminates Black Americans both locally and beyond, sharing stories about those who defined music, and displays portraits of Black Americans elected to leadership.
This day is just really special.
CEO and President Katisha Atterbury says the Institute not only brings our past into the present, but can also foster leaders of new generations.
Before I forget, I just want to thank my young men here, the young legacy builders. This is our future. We are responsible for bringing them up, training them, mentoring them, and supporting them in their endeavors and their goals. This legacy is for you. I am honored to support you. Those men up there on that wall, those are you. You are the future pioneers.
And it is the first day of Black History Month.
Seattle City Councilman Rob Saka joined the Institute's opening, pledging support and commitment to diversity.
When there are political efforts to politicize things that shouldn't be political, to defund, de-strip, devalue, and de-emphasize diversity, equity, inclusion efforts all over the country, I want you to know that in the City of Seattle and the City of Seattle government, we will continue to honor and celebrate diversity, equity, inclusion.
The Institute illuminates individuals who reverberate across centuries. Atterbury reminds that even more Black history awaits to be written.
We have to continue to tell our story, what we've been able to overcome. We are and were and still will be pioneers in American history.
In West Seattle, Steve Kiggins, Northwest Now. The Institute intends to share authentic histories from eyewitnesses, leaders in the community, and those trailblazing cultural touchstones. Part of the Institute's grand opening, including comments from Seattle City Council District 1 Councilmember Rob Saka. Next in the podcast, take a listen to Saka's remarks about the Institute and his commitment to honor and celebrate diversity, equity, and inclusionary policies which are currently under attack.
Good morning. Still morning. Good morning, everyone. Good
morning.
All right, Councilmember Rob Saka, I have the privilege of representing the lands where we're standing right now.
including West Seattle, South Park, Pioneer Square, Soto, Georgetown, and yes, West Seattle. And I'm really, really excited to be here with you all today. As a council member representing District 1, which includes those neighborhoods I just mentioned, think of the southwest portion of the city of Seattle on a map, I'm honored to be here to celebrate this truly momentous occasion. I want to send a big hearty congratulations to the leaders and supporters who toiled for years for this forever legacy project that will be appreciated for many generations to come. Thank you for your leadership and your sacrifice to help bring something like this to life. That you put an ownership stake in the ground in this historic landmark building is a testament to your enduring commitment. And special thanks to Katisha Atterbury. Where's she at?
Right there.
Oh yeah, she took my seat. There he is. There she is. Roger Evans. Yeah. And Ashley. Yeah. For their outstanding leadership and their team. It truly takes a village.
Yes, it does.
And I also want to take a moment, go off script for a moment, to pause, reflect, and acknowledge a moment where we're at in our collective history. Amid all the stuff going on nationally and internationally, especially over the last month, when there are political efforts to politicize things that shouldn't be political, to defund, de-strip, devalue, and de-emphasize diversity, equity, inclusion efforts all over the country. I want you to know that in the city of Seattle and the city of Seattle government, we will continue to honor and celebrate diversity, equity, and inclusion. At its core, DEI efforts, in my view, are all about two things. It's about celebrating culture and acknowledging our very complex history. Black history is American history.
Amen.
And our values in the city of Seattle are unique. We will continue to fight for them. And I want to thank this institute for your leadership, because we do a lot in the city government to enable, but community leaders and partners like this institute are really the tip of the spear of that work. So thank you. Really excited to be here. We'll continue to fight for a safe, equitable, inclusive, and diverse city for all.
Yes.
And it is the first day of Black History Month.
Come on.
Let us acknowledge that. Let us acknowledge that. So we have a great program ahead of us. Without further ado, it is my privilege to read and present this official proclamation, or at least excerpts. We'll be here all day. I encourage you to check out and read the whole thing later. But on behalf of Mayor Bruce Harrell and myself, selected excerpts. All right. City of Seattle Proclamation. Whereas the Washington State Black Legacy Institute is dedicated to preserving, honoring, and advancing the rich history, cultural contributions, and achievements of the Black community. And whereas, in honor of Black History Month, WSBLI reminds us to honor the pioneers who paved the way in the work that they do, recognizing their indelible contributions, including those of George Washington Bush of Tumwater, George Washington of Centralia, George Putnam Riley of Hilltop and Beacon Hill, James Ernest Shepperson, Rosalind Asbury and Nettie Asbury of Tacoma, John Conna of Federal Way in Tacoma, Peter Barnabas Barrow of Spokane, and of course, William Gross of Seattle and others. Whereas the city of Seattle congratulates WSBLI, representing one of our cities, One Seattle values of cultural preservation, promoting equity, and inspiring future generations to embrace their heritage and leadership potential. Now, therefore, the mayor and Seattle City Council member, myself, Rob Saka, for District 1, do hereby proclaim February 1st, 2025, to be Washington State Black Legacy Institute Day. Thank you again, everyone, for being here, and let us celebrate.
Katisha Atterbury, President and CEO of the Washington State Black Legacy Institute, joins me next in the podcast. Take a listen to how she hopes the Institute shapes generations to come.
Well, we're really grateful to be recognized by the mayor's office and council member Saka. We have had a relationship with our city council and city leaders for quite some time, and so to be recognized out of all of the initiatives and organizations around Seattle, all great ones, and to have our own day established is pretty monumental for us. So we are very grateful, and we appreciate and are thankful to our city leadership.
What's this like culmination to come up just to today? It must have been frantic and exciting and nerve-wracking and joyful, all wrapped into one ball.
Yes, and I don't like any of those things, so I make it a point to plan as early as possible. We have a standard policy of all event planning to take place at least 90 days prior to avoid all those types of things, because I just don't like them. So. No, you know, our work is really rigorous. Our work is a lot. We're really focused, and so we do the best we can to get ahead of things as much as possible and try and alleviate as much stress as we can, because it's inherent to the work. So anything we can do to be proactive and plan, we're going to try and do it our best possible.
And then you've made it to the finish line, maybe not the finish line. What's it like being here today?
It is a start to another run. This run has been years in the making, and it's almost like a checkpoint. We will never be finished. We keep running, but it does feel really good to be able to make it to this point. There was a lot of effort that went in to the Washington State Black Legacy Institute planning, our acquisition, transitioning it over from being vacant and not in use to housing our programming that we want to have here at the Institute. So,
can you share a little bit about the intentionality in terms of just the name itself, an institution? Describe
yes,
the purposes.
Very much by definition. We want to be a place of education, history, art, and culture, and training. In industries that we believe are important for our young children to learn about and develop skill and talents so they can be competitive in industries. So industries such as science and technology, we want our young men to understand their history, where they came from, as well as entrepreneurship and enterprising businesses that we have had historically as the Black community. We were very much leaders in policy, in business, investing, and legislative figures, and we want to be able to display and illustrate those pioneers to our children, to let them know that they can be this. This day is just really special. I just want to let everyone know that, you know, this is years of dedicated work from people who really believe in our history and continuing to tell our stories. We have stories that inspire, stories of entrepreneurship and building enterprises. We were real estate moguls, developers, pioneers, senators, leaders 100, 200 years ago. And we want to just make sure that we continue to tell those stories so we can inspire the next generation.
I'm out here watching young folks coming with their families, little 10, 12-year-old boys and girls, doubled over. Their faces are plastered to these placards, to these informational, and that's the purpose, is it not?
Absolutely. We want our youth to be able to see themselves in our pioneers. They are the future, and we want to be able to provide an example for them to aim for and look up to, and just provide them confidence and encouragement, and then also to provide them the tools and training and education to aid them in their goals of leadership.
The Washington State Black Legacy Institute is filled with stories of Black people who persevered, including those who helped shape history when Washington achieved statehood in 1889. It's located in a beautiful facility in West Seattle. Check it out on 42nd Avenue Southwest. Atterbury says the Black Legacy Art Exhibit is just the beginning, and it's open to the public throughout Black History Month. And if you're hunting for more stories and information relating to Black history in the Evergreen State, the Washington State Historical Society produced the Black Washington app. It's filled with stories and maps and videos and other multimedia. The app is free. You can download it for Android and iOS devices from the App Store and Google Play, or you can find it on the web at blackwashington.app. So thanks much to Katisha Atterbury for inviting Northwest Now to the grand opening and for sharing your voice on the broadcast and podcast. And of course, thank you. You spent the time, spent the effort to join with me on the Steve on the Street podcast, and your support just by listening, it's really appreciated. Thank you. What's more, I'm reporter and photojournalist Steve Kiggins. Until next time, cheers.